Reflecting on the Rav's yard site is always a dialectical exercise, a dialectical experience, as he characteristically might have formulated it. On the one hand, it stimulates pangs of loss, a profound feeling of nostalgia for the irrevocable absence of a giant, of an elite member of the Chachmei HaMesorah, who shaped and defined our yeshiva, our community, and for those of us who were privileged to be his Talmidim, who really defined and shaped our very persona. The Rav had a special quality, a special talent, special ability, a function of his own vast range, to enhance the learning and the spiritual persona of his Talmidim in variously different ways, according to their own inclinations, according to their own persona, and their own potential. At the same time, these reflections trigger an overwhelming sense of gratitude, of hakaras hatov, of appreciation for that monumental contribution and impact, one which engenders immediate, not only nechama, but even of joy, a profound recognition that who we are and what we hold dear is really based on a living Mesorah from our Rebbeim, and that those of us, again, who had the privilege to count ourselves as Talmidim of the Rav Zatzal, owe him an incalculable debt, and reflecting upon that, of course, is a source of joy and much more. These themes, this idea in particular, of a living memory and of acknowledging the impact of great men on the Mesorah and on the lives and the personality and the perspectives of their Talmidim, these ideas were and are ubiquitous and consistent motifs in the Rav's own halachic and hashkafic teachings, persona, and they were especially acute and pervasive when he spoke about the concept of Yom Tov, of Kedushas HaZman, of Simchas Yom Tov, of the idea of Lifnei Hashem, more generally, and even more particularly, when he spoke about the concept of Chag HaMatzos, and specifically, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chag HaMatzos being the first of the Moedim, and the one that sets the tone, is also the one which most acutely highlights the idea of a continuous past, or living past, which was something that the Rav really developed all the years throughout his shiurim, in halacha, and in hashkafa. The Rav would speak about his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, as a living presence. He often referred to the famous statement of Rabbi Eliezer in Masechet Sukkah and elsewhere, that me'olam lo omar ma'shelo shama mipirabo, when he thought of his father, the idea that even when he would learn a sugya that technically he hadn't studied with him, that he would look to his approval, that he would measure it by the standards that he projected, you know, that his father, you know, would have responded and reacted to. This idea that the person who shapes your personality is someone who continues to impact upon you and to establish standards for your own accomplishments. His perspective on Mesorah developed very beautifully in the end of Ubikashtim Misham, but again, a lifelong, consistent perspective highlights this idea of a live and a continuous conversation of the generations based on this concept of time, and especially this acknowledgement of the impact of that elite group of Chachmei HaMesorah. This resonates particularly, as I mentioned earlier, in the concept of Kedushas HaZman, in the idea of the Moedim. The Moedim are a time of being Lifnei Hashem, because literally we can transport ourselves to these historical moments, and it's not just memory of the past and history, but we revisit, we refine, we examine the Torahs of our Rabbeim, and they become inherently also a trigger and a stimulus for our own Chidushim, the concept of Hemshech and Chidush, the idea of Kol Ma SheTalmid Vasik Asa L'Chadesh Ne'amar L'Moshe MiSinai. The idea of being Lifnei Hashem in a particular Moed is based on this concept of time. The Rav in his Hashkafa Shiurim used to speak much about the Bergsonian concept of time. The idea that time is not something that passes or that is a single moment, but the idea of a cumulative time that continues into the present and that can be where the past can be revised by present or by future activity. For the Rav, this was a yesod in the perspective of tshuva on Yomim Noraim, and equally, it was a critical, indispensable way of explaining the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea of Sipur, especially with the additional components that it requires, as the Rambam develops and as Reb Chaim and the Rav Zatzal elaborated, highlight the concept of live reenactment. The Rav was very fond of quoting the Rambam's famous reformulation, Chayiv Adam, instead of Liros Esatzmo Ki Lo Yatzo Mimitzrayim, but Chayiv Adam Laharos Esatzmo Ki Iluhu Atzmo Yatzo Ata Mimitzrayim. The Rambam's accentuation on making this personal and making it present, focused, and oriented, as opposed to simply past connected, is clear. And the idea of Laharos, which of course underscores the idea of reenactment, of something that continues to be a force, is part of that as well. Yahadus and the world of Halacha is not stuck in, but continues to draw inspiration from and is enhanced by and gains focus from the past and that connection between the past, the present, and the future. One of the Rav's seminal contributions, of course, is his development of the idea of a reciprocal interface between halacha and hashkafa. Not the halachicization of Divrei Haggadah and hashkafa, which we find in the Parashas Drachim of the Mishnah Lamelech, and quite a bit in the Agarta or Drush of Rav Velvel, but perceiving the halacha and lamdas as foundational to a singular perspective on Jewish values or halachic values, and something which within the halacha is also expressed in the opposite direction, and that is the idea of the halacha embodying kiyumim or kiyumim belev, an experiential element or component that focuses our actions and the internalization of thoughts and of ideas that are embodied by the halacha. This is particularly central to Chag HaMatzos for the same reasons that we noted earlier. Not only Sipur versus Sechira, but some of the other elements as well. The embodiment of Hallel and Emunah, the idea of Akaras HaTov, the idea that the Maisa Mitzvos of the evening in the Seder, and that their organization therefore becomes so critical, really expresses, in the Rav's understanding of these concepts, this interface, this reciprocal duality between halacha and hashkafa. I've personally suggested often that if you look at Perek Zayin and Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, in some respects these are two different renditions, parallel but different and certainly overlapping of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perek Zayin focusing on the story itself and some of the props that are used in the story, and Perek Ches from the perspective of the Maisa Mitzvah Halayla that themselves reflect the Kiyumim of Perek Zayin. The overlap of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Meilu B'Pesach Lo Yotza Yidei Chovaso, Pesach Matzo Marar, and other components that appear in both, highlight this idea that we're dealing with two perspectives that really are one. And I think that the Rav's perspective on halacha and hashkafa, the idea that halacha conveys values, and the idea that values and ideals and emotions need to be sanctioned by the objective norm of the halacha, are really captured by this notion of Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, by the mitzvos halayla of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And finally, Chag HaMatzos highlights, and the Rav, again in his shiurim, both halachic and hashkafic, really used to emphasize this point, the theme of Shevach and Hodah and Hallel, and especially Hakaras HaTov. The expanded role of Mikra Bikurim, where the Rambam says, Kol Amarich Lesak Lidrosh Beparsha Zu Areza Meshubach, parallel to, of course, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, really highlights this perspective. The Rav used to explain that Higadati Hayom, that the term Haggadah, Magid, this has its roots in the Targumim and others, really highlights the concept of Shevach, of Hodah, and of Hakaras HaTov. And I always thought that the reason that we darshan the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim rather than some of the Psukim in Parsha's Bo itself is because in order to properly accentuate Hakaras HaTov and Shevach and Hallel, you actually need some historical distance. In the moment, one sometimes can't fully appreciate Litova and Lira'a, depending on the circumstances, how monumental the exposures or the experiences really are. But from Parshas Kisavo, and from especially the experience of being in Eretz Yisrael and bringing Bikurim, to look back on the history of the Jewish people and to realize that it isn't just the past, the remote past, the relevant past, but that it continues to be a present reality and a present force, that is true. That is true Hakaras HaTov. And therefore, the term Haggadah and the central role of Mikra Bikurim, you know, is something, you know, which is particularly appropriate on this evening. The Rav used to speak midei shana b'shana about this idea of Haggadah and this idea of Shevach and Hodah, and especially Hakaras HaTov. So just to conclude, it's the yahrzeit of Rabbeinu, of our great Rebbe. We owe him, his Talmidim owe him, but also the Talmidim of his Talmidim, the community in Klal Yisrael, really owe him a tremendous Hakaras HaTov for illuminating Torah, for exposing us to the concept of Mesorah, and especially for opening before us an unbelievable pathway to a meaningful existence. So as we observe the yahrzeit once again, it's a time to pause and to appreciate an unforgettable persona. That's what a yahrzeit is. There is some pain in that, but mostly there's great joy of a living memory of the reenactment and appreciation of the past that continues to enrich the present. A true concept of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and an appropriate time for the yahrzeit. Thank you.